Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
What's that?
That sounded a bit weird.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hi, howdy. This week we're talking Universal's Islands of Adventure, and we are going through which attractions we would skip if the wait was over 60 minutes long. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Each of us has a dream, a heart's desire. It calls to us. And when we're brave enough to listen and bold enough to pursue, that dream will lead us on a journey to discover who we're meant to be. All we have to do is look inside our hearts and unlock the magic. Clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Dan? Our trip's getting closer.
Yep. Less than 7 weeks now.
I know.
Well, when this goes out, it'll be like 6.5, won't it?
Yeah. Not that we're counting.
No. How many hours?
2,300? No, I don't know. But, yeah, so last week we did Universal Studios.
Yep.
This week we're doing Rise of Adventure, and in case you missed last week, in which case, pause this, go back, listen to it.
Yeah, why are you skipping episodes?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah,
lunatic. But what we do is we pretend that every attraction in the park is way over 60 minutes. There's no express in existence, so this is like a fictional day at the park. And we are going through each of the attractions and deciding which we would wait 60 plus minutes for and which we wouldn't. So that's how this is working. Before we get into this, I think there's a thing that I want to talk about that I was really looking forward to doing.
Right.
And maybe we might not be anymore, thanks to the introduction of some little friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
So, yeah, Toothsome. Toothsome had to close. Was it last week?
Yeah, I think it was...
Well, week before, by the time this episode goes out, I would imagine.
Was it the 14th of August or the 17th of August? One of the two,
so, well, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it had to close due to a pest problem. Well, yeah, lots of different problems.
Yeah,
right?
they got shut down by high, like whatever it's called, hygiene control, whatever.
I don't know.
But yeah, they had 16 violations.
16 is quite a lot.
Yeah, quite a few. That included live cockroaches, a black mold-like substance in the ice bins.
Nice.
Flies in the food preparation area, and I want to say the, like, ice cream preparation area or something like that. Mm. Yeah.
Which is bad for, obviously, lots of reasons. One of the biggest reasons is the fact that this is a Universal-owned restaurant.
Yeah.
So it's pretty shocking. Now, I would quite comfortably admit that they are among my favourite milkshakes in America.
They were brilliant, yeah.
It's put me off a little bit, I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll go. I don't know if I'll get one.
I don't know if I want my key lime pie milkshake with a side of roach. But the positive is, and we will say that they close for a day, they're going to be getting visits more often, and hopefully they've sorted it out.
Yeah, the only concerning thing is, like, there's 16 violations.
Mm.
That's quite a few violations to just have happened.
And fixing a day, I mean...
that seems a bit strange.
You can't fix all of that in a day, I don't think.
You wouldn't have thought so. Well, I mean, they can wipe off the mold and but surely what's the reason it was in there in the first place?
Well, yeah, and the right thing to do, in my mind, would be to literally throw away every ingredient you have and start again.
And deep clean.
Yeah, which they wouldn't have done in a day.
No, you wouldn't have thought so.
But, you know, by the time it gets to October, things have probably improved. I might get a milkshake there.
Hopefully, unless we hear more reports.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not to say, we're not saying it to say don't go there. We're saying it to make people aware, because it was quite obviously among Diz Twitter it was reported, but for, I know, a lot of you guys aren't on Twitter all the time, you might not have been aware of this, so you are going to Universal Studios. and you are planning on going to do them, just be aware. It's the same thing came up in Planet Hollywood. We are personally not eating at Planet Hollywood this year. Maybe semi-related to that.
The funny thing was, that came up in a review.
Yes,
whereas this was an official hygiene...
This is like a health hazard thing.
Yeah.
So it is a serious matter, which I'm sure they have fixed by now. So we don't want to put you off. I will probably maybe get a milkshake from there. Because it's been found, because I would have thought they've sorted it by now, I'm not necessarily put off, because I'm not sitting in there,
mm-hmm.
necessarily. And you can see where they make the milkshakes. You can literally see that whole preparation area.
Yeah.
So I'm less worried. If I was going to eat in the restaurant, I'd be more concerned. But because I can see everything in the milkshake prep area, I'm less concerned about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Obviously, all that stuff in the milkshake prep area has to have been prepared somewhere else.
Yes, that is correct. But I can't see that.
Can't see it. Doesn't happen.
Doesn't exist. But yeah, it has put me off a little bit. We just need to find an alternative milkshake place.
Which is tough, because the Planet Hollywood one's gone.
Yeah.
Not as in it's gone, it's just...
It's off the list.
Yeah, it's off the list. Toothsome might be off the list. We need some tips on where we can get
a milkshake. Where can we get a decent milkshake? Preferably in Universal, because that's where we're going to be when we need our milkshake fix. I'm probably going to end up going to Toothsome still. But maybe Voodoo Donuts. I don't know if they do milkshakes. Probably not.
I don't know.
But yeah, we just wanted to make you guys aware more than anything else. We're not saying never visit there again. Far from it. But a lot of people probably aren't aware that that was a thing. So, moving into Islands of Adventure. And I've kind of given an intro on this already. So, shall we... I think I would comfortably say that Islands of Adventure... is... I think I prefer it as a park to Universal Studios.
Generally, the rides are probably... There's better rides in Islands than there are Universal.
Mm.
Like...
There are rides I don't like here.
Yeah. I think there's more screen rides in Universal, isn't there? Than there are here.
Yeah, yeah. But there's not many rides here, in all fairness.
No, it's a relatively small park, isn't it? But then Universal is a relatively small park.
Yeah, they
both
are quite small.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at... If you look compare them size-wise, you probably imagine that Islands plus Universal is maybe the same size as Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, yeah, maybe. Possibly, yeah. So, should we start... Port of Entry. There's no attractions in Port of Entry.
I just realised how dodgy that name is.
Yep, yeah. Port of Entry.
Yeah.
Oui.
But yeah, here you've got the Croissant Moon Bakery, which is... Yeah, I've been there once and didn't enjoy it.
Have I been in there? No. Cinnabon.
Right. I've never been to Cinnabon.
Do you like cinnamon?
I'm can take it or leave it.
Then you probably won't like Cinnabon. I love Cinnabon, it's a great place. If you can go there anywhere in the States, it doesn't have to be Universal.
Yeah.
Starbucks, obviously must stop.
Yeah, I think they should get rid of Croissant Moon Bakery and just because they've got Starbucks, they've got Cinnabon.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Yeah.
I think I might have been to the Grill actually. I think that's the one that does like fajitas and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, is that a quick service?
Or is it a sit down restaurant? I think. But yeah, there's no attractions here, so apart other than maybe stopping at Starbucks for a quick PSL. Which by the way, guys, for those listening in the UK, is this week.
Ooh, I know what you're doing on the 28th, is it?
I think it's the 28th.
Right.
I think. What's the date today?
You're gonna be camping out on the 27th. Is that Tuesday?
Yeah, I think it's either Tuesday or Friday.
Right, okay. Tuesday.
Tuesday's a weird day.
Right. It is a weird day. Obviously, it's straight after the bank holiday for us, isn't it?
Yes.
So maybe that might...
Maybe, I don't know. I'm going to see what's going on Twitter in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then if it is out, then I'll pop there at lunch and get on.
I'm surprised you're not going there straight away.
I don't want to risk it and go in. Because last year...
with the disappointment?
Yeah, last year I went in there and I was like, can I have a PSL? Because I understand it's out to coffee club members, and they're like, oh no, it's, we haven't got any. I'm like, I was like, I can...
You just like dragged
it
across
there.
The desk.
It was literally sat there, and like, oh, we can't serve it to you yet. And I'm like, it's out today. I can see it. The whole pot of pumpkin spice was sat there. Just give it to me!
You're just like clambering over the desk to get to
so
the PSL.
So get out! So let's move into Marvel Superhero Island.
That's a shit.
It is.
That's a poor name.
It's a very poor name. Incredible Hulk coaster.
Yeah.
Are we waiting 60 minutes for that?
I would.
I think I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the best attractions in the Islands Adventure, isn't it?
Yeah, I only actually went on it the first time last trip.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
No,
reason. I don't know why we haven't been on it before, but yeah, it's the first time we've been.
That's
on
really
it.
Surprising.
Yeah.
But literally no reason.
No reason particularly. I don't know why we've never done it.
It's quite terrifying, to be honest. It is quite terrifying. When you walk past it, you hear, like, you literally hear, like, the roar.
Yeah, it's quite a loud ride, isn't it?
It's a loud ride.
I mean, I don't know whether, because you've got kind of those, like, it's not really an inversion, is it? Is it an inversion? At the first bit, where you come out of the tunnel and
you literally just go around the loop.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe that way that's turned us off.
And it's a fast exit from the tunnel as well. It's full of puns today.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we've done, like, Rock and Roller Coaster before many, many times, and that has two inversions.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why we've never done it before.
So you've never done the old version before they upgraded the track?
No, we hadn't done the old version. Yeah. No.
With the new Patrick Stump soundtrack?
I don't know what that means.
He's leading a Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, well, does he do the...
He does the soundtrack for the new
one. Oh, does he? Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. There you go. Little known fact for you. I'm definitely waiting 60 minutes for that. I do like that ride. It does. I have blacked out on it a couple of times.
Really?
But yeah.
Okay. Is that when it was all shaky and it basically just knocked you out?
No, my vision goes completely black for like a split. I'm still conscious.
Right.
But it just goes completely black for a split second.
I'm sure that's healthy.
It's probably not a good thing, is it? No. But there we go.
You're having a great time, so who cares?
I'm like, I can't see. But I'm still like fully aware of what's going on.
Right.
So I'm not properly blacking out.
You sure you're not just closing your eyes?
No, I'm not closing my eyes. It literally black. It's weird.
That's very strange.
Yeah. We're definitely waiting for that. Stormforce Accelatron.
Which one is this?
It's like the X-Men one, just around the corner from the Hulk.
I don't know if I've ever been on it.
It looks terrible.
It's been a long time since I've been on it.
I think I went on it maybe when I was a kid.
Right.
But I don't really go on it anymore.
Essentially,
it's a fairground ride, isn't it, really?
I don't know. I can't, is it...
It's like a spinny one. It's a bit like ass.
Okay. Everyone loves a bit of ass.
Everyone's loving ass at Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I'm not really a big fan of like the fairground style rides. Like, you can get those anywhere, really.
It just feels like they've done it sort of on the cheap.
It's just a themed fairground ride.
Yeah, which is, it's just like, oh, we need some fillers to make it look like it's less empty.
Yeah.
So we're just going to create a cheap sort of spinny ride.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It really does. What about Doctor Doom's Fearfall?
Again, I've never been on this.
Mm.
I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it. You often have to wait more than 60 minutes for it.
Yeah,
you?
It's a ridiculously long queue.
Weirdly, but
I've never been on it. I'm not a great fan of heights, and because this one is outside heights,
it's completely open, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't been on it. But I know several people that have been on it, and Stu, who's been on the show before, he went on it. He waited a long time for it, and he said it was terrible.
Oh, okay.
It's literally like, you're up and then you're down again.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a poor man's Tower of Terror, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. That's always kind of like, well, if I want to go on that sort of ride, I'll go on Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I don't know if there's any kind of storyline to this. Like, in Tower of Terror, there is a storyline.
There's a really good storyline, yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of why I've never been on it, because obviously I've been on Tower of Terror not always, but the last few years, sort of thing. Probably since 2015 I've been on it.
Yeah.
And so I don't have a problem with that sort of ride, but it's just never one that... The queue's always really long. It's never one that's really attracted me, really.
No, I don't think I'll ever go on it, to be honest. And The Amazing Adventures of Spider-Man is the
final
attraction.
No, I'm not waiting for... No.
Terrible attraction.
Yeah.
Awful. Worse in the park.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
But in all serious.
Yeah, yes. I was being serious. No. Spider-Man is my favourite comic book character.
Yeah.
I hate Sony with a passion for what they've done to him.
I thought you were just going to say, in general, I hate Sony with a passion.
It's moving on. I think what they've done to the character is awful. I'm glad that Marvel has had use of him in the last few years.
Yeah.
And Homecoming was the best Spider-Man film by a long shot for me in terms of growing up reading the comic books. But I do like what Universal do with this ride. I think it is very akin to the comic book Spider-Man. I think the upgrade they made to the graphics of that a few years ago it is really good. And I think it's what, for me, it's one of the best attractions, not just at Islands of Adventure, but on Universal Orlando property.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a fantastic ride, isn't it? I think it would, for me, it's probably the best screen ride.
I would probably agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
I would probably agree.
I was as I was saying that, I was kind of thinking, Harry, you got the Harry Potters, but it's, they're kind of a bit different.
Yeah.
They're a different kind of Scream ride, I'm kind of thinking.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm definitely waiting 60 minutes for that.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely one of the best on property. I think, as I said, Spider-Man's my favourite character. So to have a ride that's actually decent, starring Spider-Man, it's great. Yeah. I love the Spider-Man store. For me, there's not enough adult merchandise in there.
Yeah, I agree.
The t-shirts are usually all black, and it's just like, well,
it's a bit strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
They need to mix it up a bit.
They don't have enough. They don't have enough Spider-Man villains represented on some of the t-shirts. It's usually just Venom.
Right, okay.
And you think, yeah, well,
he's not even in the attraction. Attraction.
And the new film starring Venom with Tom Hardy looks terrible.
Doesn't even have Spider-Man in it.
Doesn't have Spider-Man in it, which you can't have because that's how Venom is created. But regardless of that, this attraction is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the queue's brilliant for it as well, isn't it?
Kind of in the Daily Bugle.
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
It's a really good queue. I hate, and actually something I think we should mention, because they do it at least at two attractions in this park, is that they take your photo when you're queuing.
Do they?
Yeah, so you probably don't really experience this because you have Express.
Yeah.
But they kind of bring you into this room. They don't do it very often on Spider-Man anymore.
Right, okay.
But they do it on the Forbidden Journey.
Yes, yeah, they do that a lot.
They do that on Gringotts more,
Is it Gringotts? Yeah. Oh, okay. I knew it was one of the Harry Potters.
And they take your photo to try and sell you. Universal was so bad for that.
Yeah.
They take your photo and to try and sell it to you afterwards.
Because they don't have a photo in the ride, do they?
That's right, yeah.
So it's just like, well,
yeah,
just trying to get a bit of extra money, aren't they, just for that?
But it's just annoying. It's like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be taken out of the queue. And you're basically making the queue longer by making people stop to take photos.
Yeah, you're slowing it down for like no reason, really, aren't you?
Yeah. That does annoy me.
And can you bypass that bit?
I think if you say, I don't want a photo.
Right. Don't touch me with your magic box.
Excuse me, no photos, please. No photos.
Don't steal my soul.
But some of them will be like, oh, it's okay. It's only going to take a second.
And I'm like, that's the second I won't get back.
It's like, I've just told you no, but what am I supposed
no
to do?
No means no.
Don't touch me. that is annoying. Because you have to post this awkward photo you know you're never going to buy.
Yeah. Just post, like, really sad.
Yeah.
Like,
or just drop your shorts.
I think that would get you into more trouble, Ryan.
Why?
I don't think
I told him I didn't want a photo.
Why are you telling me to take off my shorts?
So we're not. I told you I didn't want this. that's actually Marvel Superhero Island. I've always thought they needed another attraction there.
Yeah, I don't know if that will ever come, though.
No, not with Disney owning Marvel now.
Yeah.
I don't think that's happening. Personally, I would close Storm Force and Doctor Doom's Fearfall and put some decent stuff in.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I think there's lots of Marvel characters that aren't represented here. You've literally just got X-Men, very briefly mentioned. You've got the Fantastic Four in that Doctor Doom.
Right, okay.
Kind of part of that comic book. And you've got Spider-Man and obviously Hulk.
But those are really like poorly represented as well, though. Like X-Men and Fantastic Four, like Storm Force and Doctor Doom.
They're terrible rides in what you could have, I think. Yeah, Hulk's pretty good. But you could literally swap that out with any.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be
Marvel,
really.
Does it? Really, no. But it is a great ride, and I do like the way they've designed the new queue is much better. In that you feel like you're kind of being experimented on, aren't you, by the gamma rays? And then it's much better storytelling now.
See,
than it was.
I didn't really experience the full queue because again, Fast Pass.
You will this time.
Yeah.
So moving on to Toon Lagoon, which I would say is probably my second worst land in the park, I think.
For me, it's probably the third.
Mm.
Third worst.
It's not a great land, though, I don't think.
It's not a great land. I mean, yeah. I'll save it for the next attraction.
So we've got two rides here, right?
We've got three, isn't there?
Is there?
It's Miship the Olive.
It's like a little play thing for kids, isn't it, I think?
I don't really know what it is.
So the first one, Popeye and Bluto's Bilge Rat Barges.
Yeah.
You waiting an hour for that? I don't know, because I haven't been on it in a number of years.
I have been on it. We often go on it.
Mm.
I don't know if we went on it last trip, because I think it was raining quite a lot in the last trip.
Yeah.
And then the few trips before that, we've been going in January a lot, and so it's cold. It's not,
you don't want to be getting soaked in January, yeah.
Yeah. And you do get absolutely soaked on that ride. I think that's the...
That's the wettest...
The wettest we will ever get.
Yeah, you do get that one. I remember, because that's why I don't go on it really anymore.
Yeah.
It's because I just don't have the knees to get absolutely drenched.
Yeah. It's a ride where you go on it, and it's handy that you stay in the hotel next door, because you have to go and change.
Yeah.
Because even though it's Florida heat, it still takes ages to dry, because you're literally soaked all the way through every single layer.
And we obviously don't have that luxury this trip. Yeah. So, yeah. I say I could wait an hour for it, but I probably wouldn't.
Yeah, I probably... Depends how hot I am. If you're in like this, if you're there at the height of summer...
I might consider it then, actually. I think you're right, yeah.
I can't really remember what the queue's like. I don't know if it's undercover or anything like that, but...
I think a lot of it is inside from memory, yeah.
Right, okay.
But I probably haven't been on this in about... 10+ years.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite a quick moving queue anyway, because obviously it's a continuously moving ride, and you can get quite a few people into the barges.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Yeah, it's hard to say. I probably wouldn't wait an hour, I'll say.
No.
Generally, I wouldn't wait
I probably wouldn't, as you said, unless it's the height of summer.
Yeah.
And then the second attraction here is Dudley Do-Right's Ripsaw Falls.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been on this.
I don't think I've ever been on it as well. Like, when you look at it, it seems very violent, because it drops and it goes up and then down.
And you get soaked as well.
Yeah.
So, again, the same argument. I would definitely go on it, but I don't really feel like getting soaked halfway through the day when I can't do anything about it. And I'm not paying, like, $5 or whatever it is to go through those, one of those...
Oh, the drying things, And the thing is, I think... it's obviously another flume ride, essentially.
Yeah.
It's a flume ride. And you've got Splash Mountain in Magic Kingdom, or you've got Jurassic Park, which will be coming up later.
Yes,
Is, for me, a much better flume ride.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't. The thing is with this land, is that I don't think anyone really cares about Popeye anymore.
No,
I don't think anyone really cares about Dudley Do-Right.
No.
So for me, if I was in charge of Islands of Adventure, I would probably remake this land and turn them into cartoons that people actually know and love today.
Yeah, I think that's what Universal struggles with a lot, I think. You've got essentially three lands in Universal, which I think should go. Islands of Adventure, which I think should go.
Yeah.
And then there's bits in Universal, the main Universal park, which should go because they're out of date, like Woody the Woodpecker.
Well, that whole area with E.T., basically.
Yeah, the whole Woody the Woodpecker, Barney, E.T. all those sort of really old, outdated characters that people just don't watch anymore. I don't even know if they make some of them anymore.
I don't think so, no. So I think this land definitely could go.
Yeah.
I would welcome it going, to be honest.
Yeah.
Next land is Skull Island.
That's an entire land, is it?
Apparently so, according to Islands of Adventure park map.
Okay.
Skull Island Reign of Kong, 60 minutes.
I would easily wait 60 minutes for that ride.
I think I would. I think it's an okay ride. I really like it. The thing is, though, I don't care about King Kong.
No, I don't really particularly care about the franchise.
The recent film that came out, was it last year?
Skull
Island, was it?
It was awful. It was terrible. The ones with Peter Jackson. The Peter Jackson one was good. I say ones. It was only one. But yeah, that was a good one.
But yeah, I don't know. I like the attraction. I think it's done very well.
Yeah, the theming is fantastic.
The animatronic is great.
Yeah, and the way... I think Universal, they keep making scream rides, which we keep saying is stupid.
Yes.
And they're not very good. But they are kind of experimenting with different types of scream rides. You've obviously the Harry Potter ones, which are completely different to your traditional kind of like Spider-Man and Transformers. And then this one's completely different as well, seeing as you're in a car and it's all around you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me it's quite good because you can see something, just something different a lot of the time when you're on there.
Yeah, you do.
Because there's stuff going on all around you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would wait an hour for it.
I probably would. Moving on to Jurassic Park. Pteranodon, how do you say that? Pteranodon? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Flyers. I don't think we can even ride this without a little kid.
No, which is really limiting.
Yeah.
So my mum was always severely disappointed.
Yeah, my mum is always the same.
Yeah.
Like she can't go on it.
Yeah.
I'm probably not waiting an hour for that. Well, A, because I can't.
Yeah.
And B, because I'm not that bothered by it. I'd like to go on it one day, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that bothered.
No, it's one of those... I suppose it's... I was going to say it's similar to What's the one that you like in The People Mover?
Mm.
Kind of like slow moving, going round above the park sort of thing.
It would be cool to go on it to see some of that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know why they limit it.
No, like, there must be a reason, mustn't there?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Is it weight? You think surely you could get, a rather large American and their child.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
The two, like, average-sized people, shall we say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, if anyone knows why they do that, I mean, please let us know.
Yeah.
At Theme Park Trainer on Twitter, because we don't know. And then Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Yeah, I would wait now.
I'd wait now. I do love that ride.
Yeah, I think a lot of the animatronics need updating.
Agreed. Yeah, they do. They do look a bit cheap now, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
It's been what, 20 years?
Yeah. Was it rumored to be getting updated?
The one in Hollywood is getting updated to be Jurassic World.
Right. Okay. But so presumably it's the same sort of ride, but just the storyline's changed.
I'm assuming they're going to replace some of the animatronics. I don't know.
I'd hope so.
But there's still a couple of good animatronics in it.
Yeah.
I think the T-Rex still does its job pretty well.
Yeah, the T-Rex is good.
The rest of them do look dated, don't they?
Yeah, you kind of, the ones, like, obviously the ones in the outside pools are really sort of chunky, aren't they?
Yeah, really bad, yeah.
But yeah, the obviously ones in the dark are less so.
The raptors look okay, and the, I can't remember what it's called, but the one that spits at you looks pretty cool still.
Yeah.
But again, it's only because it's dark.
Yeah, the darkness probably helps them quite a lot.
Yeah, I think so. So...
Is that like the, oh, I suppose we've had just two rides, isn't it, there?
Yeah, there's just two rides there.
And then the Jurassic Park Discovery Centre, which...
I've been there, and it's okay, isn't it?
Is that the one where you can, like, watch eggs getting...
Yeah.
...hatching and stuff like that?
Yeah. It's cool, but... Yeah, I'm
not once you've kind of seen it once...
You've seen it, you've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then moving into the Wizarding World of Harry Potter...
Did you ever go to a hot dog place in Jurassic Park as well?
I've never had the hot dog. I don't like American hot dogs.
No, well, they're beef, aren't they, compared to pork?
Well, they're not... You can't beat a proper British sausage, can you?
But Yeah, I mean, they're not the same as the Frankfurters that we get over here, are they? But they're still good.
Yeah.
I still enjoy them.
Yeah, that's fair. So the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey. Easily waited an hour for that. I waited 3.5 for it when it first opened.
See, I'm not sure...
Really? Oh, because you're not a big fan.
A big fan of this one. I prefer the other one.
Yeah.
But I would go on it again this year to see if my opinion has changed.
Yeah.
But you probably would end up waiting over an hour for it anyway.
I don't think you do.
Not what these days.
No.
No.
No. I think last time I waited 20 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Blimey, that is good.
So I think I'm waiting. I would wait an hour for it because, as I said, I have waited 3.5 hours before.
Yeah.
Flight of the Hippogriff. Absolutely not.
No.
I don't think I've been on it since it... No, I have. I've been on it once since it changed from Flight of the Unicorn to Hippogriff.
It used to be called Flight of the Unicorn.
Before Harry Potter took the land
over.
Yeah,
I don't even remember that. I wouldn't wait an hour for it. It's really short, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really short and very, very tame.
Obviously, it's a kid's coaster.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not waiting an hour for it.
No.
Ollivanders, I think we said last week... it doesn't fit in Hogsmeade because Ollivanders doesn't have a shop in Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
But B, I'm not waiting an hour for an interactive.
No, I mean, I've done it before, and once you've done it once, that's it.
Yeah.
You don't need to do it again.
And only one person gets chosen anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, only one person gets a free wand, and it would generally be a kid.
No, you have to pay for it.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it.
Oh my God, I thought it was free.
No.
Jesus.
They basically go, one chooses you, come with us.
Yeah.
And then, like, do you want to pay for it?
So basically, they pick the kids because the kids will get to say to the parents, Mum, I want this.
Yeah.
And then it essentially forces the parent to buy it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's classic. I mean, Universal was so bad for that kind of stuff.
I always assumed that they gave it for free.
Unless I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody said to me, no, you have to pay for it.
Wow. Wow.
Classic Universal.
That's brilliant.
Disney would do it as well. They would definitely do it. And then Hogwarts Express, Hogsmeade Station.
Yeah. I think we were saying.
I think we said no.
We wouldn't bother waiting an hour.
It's quicker to walk to the next park.
Yeah, if you're going to wait an hour, it would definitely be faster to walk.
Yeah,
I think so. Obviously, the disappointing one is the one that's not there, isn't it?
The coaster.
Yeah, the coaster.
Dragon Challenge.
Which is
now changing into something else.
Yeah, which we don't know yet.
We know it's going to be Harry Potter.
Right. Okay.
We don't know what.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's not going to be.
Screen based.
Well, no, I was going to say, what's it called? What's the book one, Monsters?
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
I mean, if they had any kind of sense, they would turn the land we're about to talk to into Fantastic Beasts.
Absolutely.
But they don't.
No, they won't.
I personally think this new coaster will be VR.
Right, okay.
It doesn't seem to be any kind of building they're building around the track.
Right, I see.
And you tend to put building in first.
Yeah. Is it a brand new track?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
That's good, because you know, they've already reskinned Julian Jagans to be Harry Potter related, very loosely.
Mm. Remember the queue? That was the longest walk to a ride I've ever done.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even as Dragon Challenge, there was never a queue for this.
No.
And they have the longest queue in the world, essentially, for this ride.
It was ridiculous.
It's crazy.
It took longer to walk to the front of the line than it did to actually queue for the ride.
Yeah, the queue was always like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And the walk was 10.
Yeah,
at least.
It's ridiculous. It's
crazy.
I have a feeling it will be VR, because how else are you going to theme it to Harry Potter?
Yeah.
The theming last time was weak.
Yeah, very weak.
They chucked the car in there.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And there was the Goblet of Fire was in...
In the queue.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, the Triwizard Cup, actually, I think it was. One or the other.
Yeah, something like that.
And you heard, like, dragons.
Mm.
That was it.
Yeah.
They painted
the track brown.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And they didn't duel anymore anyway.
No.
So it was a bit like, well, what's the point? And then the Lost Continent.
Wow. Mm. Biggest waste of space in the world, I think.
It is. It's the worst land. I think possibly the worst land in any Universal or Disney theme park.
Yes.
Eighth Voyage of Sinbad, we know, is closing.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for that show anyway.
No.
Sinbad is not a character I care about.
No.
Never have done, never will. I've seen the show once. It was okay, actually, to be fair, but I wouldn't wait 60 minutes for it.
No, it's been a long, long time since I've seen that.
Yeah,
seen that show.
Literally, this land is just a walkthrough for me now. It's
absolutely
full of like weird, like tarot card readers and
like
fortune tellers and weird like market stalls.
Yeah,
and then a Coca-Cola freestyle stand.
Yeah,
and that is
probably the busiest thing in the entire land.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And then the restaurant that won Restaurant of the Year for Theme Park Insider in like 2008.
Yeah, I have no idea how.
No,
like you said, you've eaten there.
It was okay, nothing special though. So they're not waiting for that. And then the other one is Poseidon's Fury. Which I think if you're waiting 60 minutes for, you've got a problem.
Yeah, there's no way I would wait 60 minutes.
Awful attraction. Awful, awful, awful. There's a lot of space in the Sinbad show and in Poseidon's Fury. They should knock the whole land down and put something in there.
Yeah.
We've said it so many times before, but it really is the worst land in any park that I've been to, I think.
Yeah, I could easily agree. I think Universal have almost got their priorities wrong at the moment, haven't they?
Mm.
They're building so many hotels. They've been building hotels for years.
Yeah.
And they haven't really been focusing on the lands inside the parks.
No.
You know, it gets to a point where people aren't going to want to stay in the hotels because they won't want to go to the parks for multiple days because there's nothing to do there.
Well, Fast and Furious is the only new attraction this year.
Yeah.
The reviews have not been good.
No.
We haven't been on it, but we're going on it in October, and I suspect we will feel the same.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm assuming T2 3D's replacement will be the main focus.
Right.
Unless they get Harry Potter ready.
I was going to say, maybe that will be there as well.
Possibly.
Maybe.
So you could see both. You could see two new attractions, both of which I'm assuming will be screen-based in some way.
Yeah. But they've gotten rid of rides, the decent rides. Like Dragon Challenge, they could have easily kept that.
Yeah.
And it would have held its own. It's a very short queue, but it would have held its own.
A few more years.
Yeah.
While you're knocking down the Lost Continent.
Yeah, that's what they should have done. They should have gotten rid of Lost Continent.
Yeah.
Instead of getting rid of T2. I know T2 is massively dated.
It was still good, though,
I think. Still okay. Like, I think there were definitely other rides, like Poseidon's Fury.
E.T.
And the Sinbad Show. Which one?
And E.T.
Oh, E.T.
E.T. should have gone way before T2.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then the final land we wanted to talk about is Zeus Landing.
Yeah. For me, another walkthrough.
I like Zeus Landing, I have to say.
I mean, I don't really know the Dr. Zeus books and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I never grew up with them, things like that.
Yeah.
So, for me, I don't really know the characters.
I mean, again, it was my decision. I would knock down Zeus Landing and put Nintendo there.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Nintendo is going to be the centre point to Universal's new theme park that they're rumoured to be working on.
Right, okay.
But for me, they've got to do something with the Lost Continent and Zeus Landing. The High in the Sky Zeus Trolley Train Ride.
Is that the one that goes through the big top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool ride.
It's
annoying because it just says like the ABCs as you're going around. So you do feel a bit weird going on it. But I'm not waiting 60 minutes for it.
No.
In fact, I'm going to be quite comfortable and say I'm not waiting 60 minutes for any attraction in this land.
No, I mean, what attractions have we got?
So we've got Carousel, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and the Cat in the Hat.
Is the One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, is that like a...
That's like the squirty one that goes around.
Squirty one that goes around.
You get hit in the face of water and stuff.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like Magic Flying Carpets of Aladdin kind of style ride.
Oh, yes. That's one thing. The Cat in the Hat, is that the one that we mentioned last week that Craig and Nick went on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been on it before?
I don't know if I've ever been on it. If I did, it was when in the first few trips. Obviously, my first trip, Island Adventure didn't exist.
Yeah.
So it could have been like the earlier, very early trips.
Yeah.
Depending on when it opened. I don't know if this is a... I don't know if they've been there since the
original
launch.
I think it was there when...
Island Adventure. 1999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does look like it's been that long.
Yeah. As does most of the park, really.
Yeah, which is interesting, because as we go through islands, we basically said we would close three lands.
Yeah, we've ditched half the park.
Half the park is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is worrying, really.
And worrying, considering we just said that Islands of Adventure is probably better than Universal.
Yeah.
Is what we said.
Yeah.
And we're closing half of Islands.
I think so. And it's not to say, you know, people at home are like, well, you're not kids, so you can't enjoy Zoustan. It's not that at all. I would much rather put Nintendo in that spot.
Mm-hmm.
Or something else that kids like today than Zeus. I think something Zeus is cool. It looks cool. It's a cool looking land.
Yeah,
I have to say,
it's very well themed. I'll give it that.
Yeah, I'd much rather close Lost Continent and
keep Zeus
and keep Zeus.
Right.
But if they did it right, that they could merge those two lands into a massive land, because they are connected, aren't they, by that bridge.
Yes.
So you could literally merge those two and make something incredibly big in that area of the park.
Because I know we said before about for Universal, they've got like the E.T. and the Woody Woodpecker and Barney Land kind of area, which is obviously aimed at kids. But Islands have got like multiple places I would say that are aimed at kids. You've got the Popeye area, and you've got Dr. Zeus, and I don't know what Poseidon's Fury is aimed at.
I don't know
who that's aimed at. Yeah.
It's awful.
And I mean, you could even say that the Marvel Land is kind of aimed at kids. Obviously, the rides are bigger there.
Yeah.
But the kind of the theming, obviously, Marvel is huge with
everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they need to close some lands in Ireland.
They've got to do something. I don't know how they have. I mean, we talked about this probably since day one of the podcast.
Mm.
And I've been thinking this since as long as I can remember going to the parks.
Yeah.
I've never been interested in whatever land it's called, Toon Lagoon. I've never, even as a kid, I wasn't interested because I didn't really identify with any of the characters. I've never been interested in Lost Continent, and I've never really took great interest in Zeus Landing, although if I could keep any of the three, I would keep Zeus Landing above Lost Continent and Toon Lagoon.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably keep Toon Lagoon out of the three, mainly because it's the only ride I go on is the Bill Barge.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything else in that land is basically walkthrough.
Yeah.
I don't really eat at any of the restaurants. I've eaten at Blondie's before, but it was like nothing special.
Yeah, none of the restaurants are really that great. You have to kind of leave the parks and go to City Walk for decent restaurants, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, you do. The restaurants in the actual park are not wonderful. In Universal, there's a nice kind of like bakery place on the corner of like Main Street.
Yes, I know the one you mean. Yeah,
we've eaten in there a few times, and you know it's nice.
Just where all the sandwiches and stuff are.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw someone choking outside there once.
What, gagging or actually choking?
Actual choking.
Oh, wow.
So I remember a staff had to help him.
Jesus.
It took them too long to arrive. But, yeah, thankfully he was okay.
Ryan was, like, watching the person choke, timing the person. Yeah. They're not here yet. They're not here.
7 minutes, he could have died.
I mean, he's been choking for a very long time. I should probably help, but I'm watching my watch.
This is a longer wait than it is to get onto bloody ET. Come on, that's not on, is it? That's not on. So yeah, I think that's it really for this week. It's not a massive park in terms of the number of attractions to do.
No, especially as we close half of them.
And we'd close half the park.
Yeah.
But there's a few that we'd wait 60 minutes past for. And there are some fantastic rides. I do love Islands of Adventure. It is one of my favourite parks.
Yeah, they have some really... The rides that they do have...
That are good.
That we would wait for are very good.
Are really good, yeah.
But the number is very small.
Yeah.
And I think that's similar to Universal.
Yeah, no, I think so. I think it's exactly the same. And yeah, there's other Disney parks that are like that, I think. Like, Hollywood Studios is probably like that at the moment.
Maybe, but I think almost all of the Hollywood Studios rides that they have are very good rides. but that's essentially, that's 100%. At the moment, they don't have very few rides. They have very few rides because they've gone through a lot of work.
They're working on three at the minute.
At least.
Two Star Wars, one Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I was thinking Toy Story, but Toy Story's already open now, isn't it?
Yeah,
but yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, they're working on quite a few rides. They're working on, the brand new land. But everything that they have... Well, obviously, we haven't been on the Toy Story stuff yet.
Yes. Everything they've got there, I love.
Yeah.
Apart from the shows.
Whereas Islands, like, only about half of the stuff is really good. And when it is good, it's really good.
It's amazing, yeah.
So
let us know if you agree. And I think we're going to call it there for this week's podcast. If you've enjoyed it, please do leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you want to leave us a comment anywhere, we are on our website, themeparktrailer.com. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Our username is always Theme Park Trader. I'm on Twitter as well, at Ryanogs. That's RYANOGS. And Dan is also on Twitter, and his username is...
Scrooby Online. SCROBY Online.
Smooth as silk.
Ooh.
Thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate it. Do let us know what you think of our thoughts and what we'd wait for.
Stamped.
I did stamp accidentally there, yeah. And we will see you... next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.